Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Do we know what we're doing?
I'm your co-host, station manager Ken.
Do we have a plan?
Yes, we do. Of course we have a plan. We've been talking about the plan for the last hour, but you could introduce yourself.
I guess I could.
Yeah.
It'd be so easy for me to do it.
Yeah.
If I was so inclined. Wait, hold on.
Like when I say I'm your co-host, station manager Ken, you could say, and I'm your host, Andy Breckman Man.
Oh, I could.
Yeah. Yeah, put on your headphones, pull up to the microphone.
I don't play that game, though,
Ken. Yeah, the program's on the air.
When they give you lined paper, write the other way. Have you ever heard that saying?
Turn it portrait mode or landscape mode, you mean?
I don't know. Who said Balzac? Who said that? I don't know. But that's my motto. That's my credo.
So then you write vertically? That's the idea?
I see what you're doing. You're just avoiding the subject at hand. You owe me $20. I don't know.
What? We didn't make a bet.
We bet like 5 years ago. Of course you forgot, or you're going to claim you forgot. We bet. You said that Bob Saget would outlive Ronnie Spector. Don't you remember that? We were talking about Ronnie Spector and Bob Saget.
Yeah. Where were you when you heard Ronnie Spector died?
I was on your couch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It was a day like any other.
Yep.
Ronnie Spector, that Be My Baby, that song influenced the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson said he played that song a million times.
Yeah, great song.
I never heard the end of it. Don't ruin it for me.
Oh, you don't know what
don't
happened?
Don't spoil it. Yeah, don't spoil. I don't. Does she become his baby?
Oh my God! Talk about twist endings.
Don't ruin the song.
I won't tell you about.
I keep meaning to play the end of that 45.
Holy Christ!
That was when 45s were 2 minutes and 10 seconds long. They were great. You get in like commando raids. You do your job.
Yep.
There's a verse. There's a chorus. Long, self-indulgent guitar solo? No. We're repeating the first verse. We're repeating the chorus. Goodbye. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Were you a big 45 buyer?
Yeah. As a kid, I was.
Yeah, me too.
I'm 66 years old.
Yeah.
I remember, what was your first record that you bought? Bought with your own money. You went to the store. Your money.
My money. Well, it was 45s. I used to go to Sam Goody's at the Woodbridge Center Mall and buy 45s, so it was definitely a 45.
Do you remember buying certain records?
I remember buying Precious and Few by Climax. I remember buying Troglodyte by the Jimmy Castor Bunch. The Altered Nixon Speech, that was that 45 that came out of Nixon admitting to everything. What else?
I remember buying... I think I'm a couple years older than you. I remember buying I'm Your Puppet. Who sang I'm Your Puppet? Pull a little string and I'll wink at you. I'm Your Puppet.
I can't remember.
I'll do anything that you want me to. I'm your puppet.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. What a great sentiment. Imagine a guy being that in love with a woman.
You think that that's a guy singing to a woman?
No,
I believe I'm Your Puppet is a woman singing to a guy.
No, wait, but it was a guy. Wait, look up I'm Your Puppet.
Oh, no.
Do I have to do it?
No. We have to get into our show.
Oh, shut up.
We have to do our show.
Well, we have more important things now.
Tonight, what we're doing is we're looking for anybody who has COVID at the moment.
So we want to wish you the best. We want to hear how you're doing.
Yeah.
We want to talk about I'm Your Puppet. Come on, let's play I'm Your Puppet.
We want to check in with you.
Okay, it was sung by two guys.
Really?
Yeah, James and Bobby Purify. But what year was it? Wait, I must have been 8 years old. Hold on.
Their last name was Purify?
P-U-R-I-F-Y. Hold on. Oh, 1966. I was 11. It was an R&B song, of course. It was nominated for a Grammy Award. Tells you a lot about the Grammys, right
there. Wow, James and Bobby Purify. Look at that. What do you know?
That was my first record. I remember buying that. Who could resist that? I'm Your Puppet by James and Bobby Purify. My opinion, James Purify carried this group. Bobby Purify was dead weight from the beginning. My opinion. I'm entitled.
No, Bobby was the people's champ. He worked the crowd.
Pull a string. I'll wink at you.
Wow, listen to that xylophone. Very nice.
Thank you.
I never would have pegged you as a xylophone fan.
I'm full of surprises.
Yeah.
You don't know me. The fact that I've owned a xylophone store for the last 14 years, that wasn't a clue.
Well.
Come on down to Andy's Xylophone on Main Street.
The sign outside doesn't mention xylophone.
I can't spell it. So I had to come up with a different
sign.
Yeah,
well, it's not spelled tacos. It's spelled xylophones with an X. Even if you had misspelled it with a Z, that would have been something.
All right. If you have COVID, first off, God bless you. Our prayers are with you. We'd love to express our sympathy. We'd love to hear your story.
I'm curious about the symptoms and, you know, what it's been like.
Give us a call at 201. Wait, what is it?
209.
Oh, it's a new number. 201-209-9368.
It's the COVID positive hotline. We got that new number just for tonight. 201-209-9368.
We want to hear if you're COVID positive, and hopefully your attitude is positive, too. Hopefully your prognosis is positive.
I'm sure it is for most people.
Yeah.
This is the last.
Yeah, there's no way there's going to be another variant. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great to hear, Ken.
Well, no,
I was worried. Thank you, Ken.
The variants are getting weaker now.
Yeah, thank God.
Omicron's weaker.
Until somebody bites into another juicy bat. Well,
we have a call screener tonight, so...
It's going to take a minute or two?
Yeah, it's going to take a minute or two. Thank you to Kelly for screening our calls for us.
What do we do in the meantime?
The COVID positive hotline is... Oh, lots of people are calling.
201-209-9368. Should we have a COVID negative hotline?
No.
If you don't have COVID?
No!
We'd like to talk to you?
No. We don't want to talk to people who are COVID negative.
That'd be a nice hotline to give.
Their negative test is its own reward. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Okay.
What's going on there? Okay.
Hi, you love the show.
I love the show. Thank you for reading the phone number.
You're welcome. Hey, man, how you feeling?
I wish I were feeling a bit better, but you know,
brother.
I'm talking to Andy, so what is how bad could I really be feeling?
What is your name, sir?
This is Sean.
Sean, and what day of COVID are you in, sir?
So, I guess I started feeling symptoms on Sunday. So, what day is it? Three, four?
Well, this is a 7-second delay day.
Yeah.
Is what it's called.
This is day four.
This is day four.
Oh, great.
Day four, Sean. And are you on the mend or things status quo? Are you getting better? What's happening?
So, I think the brunt of it. Has ran its course. I think I'm kind of on the mend, feeling a little better. Not really feeling too great, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you don't sound very good, Sean. You sound kind of congested.
Are you isolating from friends and family? What's your situation?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Haven't left the house since Sunday.
You live in a big house?
I'm just curious. Yeah, is it a big enough house to isolate in easily?
Yeah. I got an apartment to myself here, so.
Oh, okay. Do you own the place?
No, just renting.
Okay. That's good to hear. And who's the son of a bitch, the bastard that gave you COVID? You know who it is.
You know who it is.
You and I both know. You know who it is.
Yeah.
Who was it?
We'll name them. We'll keep them safe on the air.
Okay, but you know who it was.
Oh, I know.
And do they know that they gave you COVID?
They ought to know.
Let's call them.
You ought to tell them.
Let's call them.
No, let's not call them.
No, it's good. No, yeah. It would be too exciting. It would be too dramatic.
All right, get Sean to give him your number.
No, Sean, you don't want to. Do you want to confront this person now, Sean?
Oh, on the air like this?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
You could if you wanted to. It would be cathartic. You'd feel better.
We could take it there.
Well, how can Sean give us a number? Not over the air.
There you go. There's,
how can he show?
There's the problem.
Sean, are you on an iPhone?
No, I'm a dirty rotten Android user.
Okay, but you can conference in a call. Can you call the person?
I could give it a shot.
Let's try that. What's the person's name?
Let's see. It's
You want to keep going.
My buddy John.
Yeah, it's John. That son of a bitch. He thinks the world revolves around him. He thinks the sun rises and sets out of his ass. He drives me crazy.
Can't believe you got it from John. How many people has John given COVID to at this point?
Well, everyone he's had sex with, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone he's kissed, too.
Well, Sean, you know what? We're going to move on.
Okay.
We're not going to confront John on the air right now.
Yeah, that would be too... That would be a good radio, and we avoid that at almost all costs.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Got to keep the quality poor.
Well, yeah, exactly. We don't want the other DJs to get resentful.
Right. Well, we also don't want to increase the pressure on ourselves. If we do good radio tonight, then people will expect it next week.
Okay, Sean. Thanks very much, and feel better, brother.
Thanks,
Sean. All
right,
Sean. Here we go. Who's next, Kenny?
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Is it my turn?
It is. Yeah. Who is this?
Hey, it's Wendy. Hi, Ken and Andy.
Hi, Wendy. Oh, how you feeling, honey?
I'm feeling better, but it's really slow. This is
baby.
I don't want to say what I want to say on the air, because, you know, but this is a sticky one.
Oh, baby. Really, and what day are you in? How long have you had this?
Day zero for me was last Thursday, so I think I'm at, like,
oh, wow,
six?
This is day six.
Day six, and you're still sick.
And are you getting better? Is it turned a corner? Do you feel a little better?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I started feeling better. I've turned a couple corners, so maybe soon I'll, like, make a full box, you know?
Oh, baby.
I turned a corner Monday night, and then another one yesterday. But today, I don't want to say I've had a relapse, because I don't want to think that.
But that's
way,
what I've heard that from a lot of people, that they feel better and then they feel worse again.
It's mostly today that the sinus pressure,
because
that's where it's really been for me. Luckily, I probably have Omicron.
That's your own sinus pressure?
It hasn't gone into my lungs. It's mostly in my sinuses, but it's just the sinus pressure today.
Are you isolating? Are you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I live in an apartment by myself. I have not left the house.
Now, do you own your? Are you renting that apartment, or is it like a co-op? Do you own it?
No, I rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're on your own, you're missing work, or you're doing work remotely if you can, I guess.
Yeah, I was able to do a little work yesterday, and otherwise I just kind of have to take a hit, you know?
Oh, baby. Eh. Well, now do you know where you got it? Did you get it from this guy, John? He gave it to Sean. That's why I'm asking.
No, you know, I don't know who I got it from.
You know who you John. Got it. Who do you suspect you got it from?
I've been really careful.
Yeah?
Like, really, really careful, except I go swimming at the Y, and, you know, you can't wear a mask in the water.
Right.
My wife swims, and she says that the water, the chlorine in the water is supposed to protect you.
Yeah, except I don't breathe underwater, Andy.
Oh, my wife is half reptilian.
Oh, does she? Does she have gills? I don't want to, well, I don't know, is that like a personal question?
I don't want to out her on the air. She has a small set of gills. I'm really sorry. Our heart goes out to you, and we're wishing you. I'm glad it's not more serious, and I hope you turn this last corner soon.
Thank you. I do too. Thanks so much for having me on the
air. Of course.
And you guys stay safe.
Oh, we will.
Thanks, Wendy.
It's not going
to
get me.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That virus isn't going to bother me. I'm like a billion times bigger than that virus.
It's so little. All viruses.
I ain't scared of it.
Yeah, virus.
Yeah, you hide under your rock.
Yeah.
You enjoy living under your little rock, Ken.
Viruses, by their nature, are very small.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they scare you, do they?
Yeah.
Little infinitesimal virus?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of expected more from you, Kenny. Who else do we have?
We have a full switchboard.
Let's keep going, brother.
Yeah, if you're COVID positive right now, please give us a call at 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? It's you. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. You love the show.
Hello. Love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Yeah. First time caller.
Who's this? What's your name?
It's Aslan. I'm calling from the Netherlands. Amsterdam. Stay awake to let them know I have COVID.
Oh, we're not allowed. I don't know how things are in the Netherlands, but
they're very free.
Yeah, things are a little looser there, but we're not allowed to curse here in the States on the air. It's okay, but you're sick, so you have a built-in excuse. How many days in are you?
I think it's my second day. I tested positive yesterday. But yeah, I feel kind of all right, so guess that's good.
Well, it sounds like you have a little energy. There's a little...
Do you have any symptoms at all?
Kind of a runny nose, bit of a headache, but all is fine, pretty much.
She has a little touch of the Tourette's, a little cursing problem.
Well, she cursed once. I wouldn't say that she has Tourette's.
And are you taking time off of work? Are you isolating? What's your situation?
I'm at home right now, and I've been working from home, and COVID has been a great excuse to cancel all social obligations.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a blessing, isn't it? It's kind of a little, right? It's a break in that sense, isn't it? You have a built-in excuse.
Exactly.
You can cancel every date you had lined up, all those losers.
You sound so happy about it, Ian.
And so you're home. Now, is this a home you own or are you renting?
I'm renting.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, dude, I wish I could own this home.
Well, someday you.
No,
someday.
Not.
Well, boy, it's been great talking to you, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Okay, get better.
Get better.
Stay strong. Stay strong, Ken. That's a good thing to say.
Stay safe, I think.
No, well, she's already blown that. It's too late to say that.
But that's what people are saying. They're saying
stay safe, but she's already infected. She's gone to the dark side. She's a zombie.
Okay. So stay strong?
I don't know.
You want her to be a strong zombie?
I don't know. Ken, I don't know. You ask a lot of good questions.
Yeah.
And then you ask a lot of stupid questions.
You could say stay cool.
Stay groovy. Remember when people used to say this? Take it easy, but take it.
I remember hearing take it slow the very first time. I remember the very first time somebody said take it slow to me.
That's a line from a Grateful Dead song, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay, who else we got there, Kenny? We don't want to miss anybody.
No, hi, you're on the air.
My heart goes out to him.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi, this is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, you love the show.
First-time caller.
Okay.
I am tested positive about 7 days ago.
Okay. Oh, wow, this is... Oh, you're into your second week?
Wow, day seven.
Got exposed on New Year's Day.
How do you know? How do you know for sure? How do you know?
Because I tested prior to going to the party that I went to on New Year's Day.
Who was it at the party who gave it to you?
I don't know. It was kind of a rather large gathering. It was one of those situations where, like, I knew going into it that I was likely playing Russian roulette and gonna just walk away with a.
Did a lot of your friends get sick?
I think about 12 people from.
Oh,
the party
brother!
Got sick.
Was the party worth it at any level?
It was a pretty good one.
There you go. I've never been to a party. I've never been to a party myself, but I've heard great things about them.
Yeah. I mean, this party was to die for.
There you go. I'm afraid you might be right. And so you're isolating now. You've been home for a week.
I'm isolated. I knew going into this party that this was likely going to be the case. So I like literally cleared my social schedule.
Oh my God! You really wanted.
Like, I'm going to be probably coming down with COVID.
So
I should not have anything on the top.
Here's what I gleaned from this: you're not invited to a lot of parties. I guess this was a big. This was exciting to get this invite.
No, it's just, you know, it's kind of a tradition that we, you know, I go to the same party every New Year's Day, and so it's kind of a big...
So you're isolating it sounds like you're in a house there. Are you in an apartment, or...?
I'm in an apartment.
Okay, do you own this apartment? Is it a condo?
It's a co-op.
Oh, it's a co-op, excellent. Okay, well, we're going to say thanks for calling, and feel better, brother. And,
hang in there, Aaron. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. You're going to turn the corner.
Listen, I don't have any symptoms. I'm like, I feel like a fraud. I'm like,
oh yeah, you're not going to die. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I had chills for like a day.
You probably won't be intubated either.
If you don't have symptoms, I'm going to say tomorrow you're free to go out with a mask on.
Well, today I went and tested, and I'm still testing positive.
Okay.
So. You know, I mean,
well, as long as you don't, Aaron,
the guidelines.
Don't worry about the guidelines. So. Just listen to your Uncle Andy. As long as you're not near me or my family, you can go out tomorrow.
I'm clear to like do surgery though. If I work in health profession,
yeah, that's paid. Right. Yeah, or
I'm good because in 5 days.
Yes, surgeons, bartenders, and disc jockeys. They are essential workers. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Aaron.
Have a great one.
Hang in there, buddy. You're not going to die.
Yeah. Stay strong.
Stay cool.
Stay groovy.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Me?
Yeah, it's
you. It is you. What's your name?
Sasha. Hi, Sasha. Did you test positive?
Yeah, I tested positive on Friday.
Oh, no.
So this is day 5 then?
No, it's actually more like day 10 or 12. I actually had a false negative test earlier.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's been lingering.
Yeah.
And then how are you feeling?
There was like 2 really bad days on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Oh, brother.
And, what happened then? What happened on those worst days?
I had really bad chills.
Oh, no.
And I had a really high fever.
How high?
I was in bed all day. I got to 101 Fahrenheit.
And Sasha, do you know who gave this to you? The son
yeah,
of a
I actually
bitch?
Do know. Well,
yeah, who? Name.
It was my mother, but my mother got it from her friend from college.
And what was her name?
Yeah, what was her name? And where's she now?
Her name is Tanya, and she is
Tanya.
Tanya, same name Patty Hearst took when she joined the Symbionese Liberation Army.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I wonder if they gave her a choice of names, like you get a choice of phone numbers.
I believe they did. They were very fair with her.
Yeah, yeah. Once she was out of the closet.
Well, she fell in love with them.
Yeah, once she fell in love with them, the same way a lot of your employees fall in love with you, Ken.
Yeah, Sasha, have you ever suffered from Stockholm syndrome? So that's not part of
that. I've had a couple of bad bosses.
Yeah, exactly. So you're isolating. Are you in your home? Are you renting your home there? Or are you
I live with my parents.
Okay.
I'm one of your listeners.
Oh, nice.
They own it.
And your mom must feel very guilty that your mom got you sick. She was inadvertent, but I'm sure she feels bad.
Well, Tanya's a wild woman.
Well, Tanya has no conscience at all. She was born without a conscience.
That's what I'm saying.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I know. But your mom is an angel, and she must feel terrible.
Yeah. She also felt pretty bad when she had COVID.
Oh, my baby. All right,
Sasha, you're going to be okay. You're probably not going to be hospitalized.
And we're going to say thanks for calling, and we wish you all the best. Stay strong.
Stay cool.
Stay groovy. I think groovy kind of covers everything.
Yeah.
Who else we got there, Ken?
We got safe. Hang on a second. I just have to make a list. Safe, strong, cool, groovy.
No, you're doing what I do. You're just.
Was there anything else?
I used to just make lists here. This is just pathetic. Remember that day? It was like 2.5 years ago. You had an original thought. It was funny.
Oh, I did.
I can't remember what it was.
Well, I remember it because I wrote it down.
I remember you started to cry.
Yeah,
you were so excited.
It was very emotional.
Yeah,
it was so emotional that I can't remember it very clearly.
Yeah, that was a great day for me too. Yeah. Kind of a relief.
Well, hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, it's you. Hey, you love the show.
Hey,
hi,
it's what, you. You're on.
What's your name?
Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Pete. You love the show.
I definitely love the show. I was even going to tell you that, and I stone forgot.
That's okay.
You're the best.
How many days ago did you test positive for COVID, Peter?
Last Thursday.
So today's day 6.
Oh, so it's been one hell of a week, a hellish week for you. How you feeling? Have you turned a corner? Are you feeling better?
I've been really lucky. I've had some sniffles, and that's it.
That's it.
But are you still testing? Are you still testing yourself? Are you still positive?
I had a PCR test this morning. I'm not going to know the results for a few days, a couple of days.
But you're isolating till then?
I'm isolating. I had to go to work on Tuesday. I'm going to work tomorrow.
Oh, did you go in? You mean you put a mask on and literally went in?
Yep.
And what kind of work do you do, Pete?
I am in the wine business.
The line
so I
business.
Sell,
wine.
I work, oh, in, wine. A, oh, I work in a wine store. Wine.
Oh, that's a good business, Ken.
Yeah.
That's a very healthy business, especially these days.
I'm an essential worker, let me tell you.
Yeah.
No, I know. Alcohol, liquor stores and radio stations. Both essential businesses.
Yeah. Try to imagine, if you can, I'm sure you have a great imagination, try to imagine a world without wine or WFMU. Try to imagine it.
It's impossible to imagine.
It's like the apocalypse.
It's strictly impossible.
Yeah. But if I had to do without either, I would do without both. That doesn't make any sense. No, it makes no sense at all.
That's why.
Well, hey, great. Thanks for calling, Pete, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Peter. Stay safe and strong and cool and groovy.
Stay as groovy as you can be.
I'm grooving as I cook dinner.
Don't forget, brother. Safe, strong, and cool, too.
Thanks, brother. Who else we got here, Kenny?
We have a full switchboard.
Yeah, we're doing great.
We want to talk to people who are COVID positive, just trying to check them out and give them some moral support. I'm curious about, you know, the symptoms and the testing and all that, but mostly we want to tell you just to hang in there. You're not going to die.
201-209-9368.
You're not going to get intubated. Why is it called intubated?
It's called that because that's the name.
In tube.
Yeah.
Intubated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of ways to derail a show. That's a good one.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, guys, this is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. You love the show.
I love the show.
Thanks, brother. And how you feeling?
I don't feel too bad. I got a little sore throat, but I just got my positive result like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, no. Okay. It didn't surprise you, I guess, right?
No, my fiance had it this last week, and so I wasn't really able to socially distance from her, so I've been waiting for it.
So you knew it was inevitable.
Pretty much. I thought maybe I was strong enough to not get it, but
I've been ducking and weaving. I've been avoiding it. I see it coming, and I zig and zag.
What do you do?
It's sneaky, though.
I don't know. Oh, I know it's sneaky, but it's never met anyone as sneaky as me.
Do you cross the street when you see it coming?
I'm one step ahead of it. How else do you explain it, Ken?
Well, I haven't gotten it either.
You haven't gotten it either?
No.
Maybe we have, and it's been asymptomatic, and
we don't know. That's possible.
I mean, there were long stretches when I wasn't testing myself.
Right. You know, there is a company now selling negative tests. We were joking about that last week.
Yeah? Never pause?
Always neg.
It costs a little more.
Never pause.
It's well worth it. Otherwise, you're just sweating it out.
Yeah. But, Daniel, sounds like you took a real test.
Yeah, this was real. Yeah,
well, then how bad did your fiance have it?
Hers is worse than mine. Yeah, she was laid out for a couple of days.
Oh, I'd get another fiance, man. My advice.
Thankfully, she's recovered.
Okay. Oh, then she's okay.
So, Daniel, you're on day zero. Do you have any symptoms?
He just told you.
Yeah, just a sore throat. Okay, just coughing up some stuff.
Now, you and your fiance, you're obviously living together. And then are you in a co-op or are you in a house?
Yeah, we rent a house in Lansing.
Oh, okay.
All that stuff you're coughing up, Peter, Daniel, save it.
Yeah, put it in jars.
It's going to be such a bitchin' souvenir in 10
years.
Just
put it in jars and wait for the marathons.
Yeah.
Just call us up and say,
I mean, Pokemon cards now are worth a fortune.
Yeah, I have a jar full of phlegm. I can't contribute any money.
Omicron phlegm.
Omicron phlegm. And we'll put it with the other jars in the attic. Hey, what kind of work do you and your fiance do, Daniel?
Actually, we both grow vegetables.
Oh, wow, lots of good cash crops growing vegetables.
Sure.
What's so funny, Ed?
I just thought of something funny.
Cash crops.
Something Arsenio Hall once said. Okay, hey, thanks very much for calling, Daniel.
Thanks, guys.
You're the best.
Stay healthy.
See you, Daniel. Yeah, stay groovy.
You stay safe and strong and cool and groovy and healthy. Healthy. I'm adding healthy to the list.
Okay, it's 6:30. What do you want to do here, Ken? Great, Ken. We've talked to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people, one from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, let's talk to one more person.
Okay.
Here.
Well.
I mean, we have a long way to go. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello?
Hi, it's you. Yes. Hi.
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 Hey, what's your name?
David.
Hey, Dave, you love the show.
Yeah, I love the show, too.
David, speak up. Speak up, David. I can barely hear you.
I'm driving a car.
Oh, he owns a car. You own this car,
is that
right?
David, yes. Is that a lease car, or do you own it?
Well, I just wanted to call in to tell you that I rent a house, but I own my car.
Oh, okay. He owns the car.
This is David who took a test last week, isn't it?
That's right. I tested positive right after that. Can you believe it?
Oh, man. So you tested negative when you were here, but positive when?
Oh, when you were here, David.
It just seems a little bit suspicious, you know?
Well, we gave you a rapid test, which are not 100% accurate. Did you test positive with a rapid test?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, he's just joking.
Oh, so you have not tested positive.
Oh, I shouldn't really be calling in, but I just wanted to call in and thank you for the test.
We should remind people last week we had a few rapid tests to spare, and we were very generous, weren't we, Ken?
Yes.
Very open-hearted, and we were letting listeners take the test. Well, David, thanks for checking in, and we're glad you're still negative.
Uncle Ken, I don't know if you could hear me at the end of the call last week. I was asking if I could come in and do a wee. I did come back in, and I did do a wee. I hope that's okay.
Oh, you did? You used our bathrooms?
I did, but, you know, I was tested positive, and I'm usually a pretty good aim, so it should be fine. Right?
Oh, because we borrowed, so you used our bathrooms.
Downstairs.
Whoa, okay.
Not upstairs. This sounds like it's a problem.
Whoa, man. Well, thanks for letting me know, David. I appreciate you coming.
Now we have to sell the building.
Coming clean with that.
Thanks very much for calling. Okay.
Thanks, David.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we want to know where you last urinated.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Baron from Amsterdam.
Oh, hey, Baron. Another call from Amsterdam. When did you test positive, Baron?
So this was funny. 2 days ago, I woke up with like a bunch of slime, and I was like, "Hey, wait a minute!"
Oh, it's Omicron phlegm.
Yeah. Well, is Omicron? Does that mean you have slime? And the other one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you probably have Omicron phlegm. So save it.
Yeah. Right. It's all still in the sink. It's,
we'd love a sample. And how many days in are you?
Two days, 3 days, something like that. Yeah.
Well, we wish you all the best, and our prayers are with you. Ken doesn't believe in God,
but I'm hoping the best for Baron as well. Don't.
I know there's a God, but I don't believe in him either.
Well, most of all, guys, I hope you guys are fine.
Don't worry. That's exactly the attitude we appreciate. Don't worry about yourself.
We're pretty healthy.
Worry about
Look, I'll be fine, and the callers will be fine too. It's you guys.
No, exactly. We're okay. I know, because Andy and I are.
We're
so old. We're so damn old.
We are. Hey, thanks for calling. We're gonna take just a couple more calls.
Thanks, Baron. And thanks to Kelly for call screening. Up to this point, now Kelly has to leave. So
we have another. we moved to phase two, right?
Yeah,
it's time to move to phase two.
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, what is it that you want to do here?
Well, we want to everyone that's called so far, and I'll just review the call. Sean, Wendy, Afrin from the Netherlands, Aaron, Sasha, Peter called, Daniel called. We asked for their phone numbers as they called. Kelly was screening, so we could call them
just
back
in case we got cut off and stuff.
Just in case
like
we got
that.
Cut off, or we had a follow up question, which I think we do have a follow up question, don't we?
Well, I mean, I know you have a plan, and
I wonder if these people. You know, it occurs to me
we were not completely down with it. I think all.
Yeah, but you'll cash the check.
These people all sounded pretty healthy to me.
Well, they you never know when this thing's going to take a turn for the worse. Why don't we call these people back? I have a follow-up question. There's something I forgot to mention when we were talking to him. Who are you calling back? Sean?
Sean, yeah.
Okay, he was our first caller.
Yeah. I mean, Sean did sound pretty congested, I have to admit.
Yeah, I worry about Sean a little bit.
He may not make it.
Hi, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean. Oh, hi, Sean. Sean, you're on the air on WFMU.
It's Andy and Ken again. How have you been? We miss you very much, brother.
Oh, I missed you too. Been listening along.
Oh, good. Hey, Sean, you know, we talked about a half hour ago, and we appreciate you calling. And it occurs to me now, in hindsight, we forgot to mention something when we were talking to you. I don't know if you're aware of this, but of course the station is a nonprofit station, and we're listener-sponsored 100%, and we depend on money from our listeners, listeners like you, Sean.
And Sean, you sounded pretty congested.
One way you can, we're not asking you to write us a check today, but one way people can help support the station is they can include us in their will or their trust when they die. It's a bequest they could leave to the station. Are you aware of that?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, just in case the COVID.
Yeah, we hope it doesn't.
Goes south.
But this thing is kind of tricky.
We spoke to a bunch of people tonight, and honestly, Sean, you sounded more congested than anybody.
You mentioned, you did say when you called, Sean, that you loved the show. I remember you said that.
I heard that.
I love the show, yeah.
Yeah, you did say that. Well, now we're asking you to express your love, that love, in kind of a concrete way. Is this something, can we put you down for a bequest here, I don't know what you can afford. You mentioned you were renting. Is that right?
Do you
own a car?
Do you?
Yeah, you obviously own a phone. You're paying the phone bill.
Yeah,
you're a productive member of society. Can we put you down for a bequest here in your will?
You know it. If I die, you get a slice.
Okay. Can we put you down for $25,000?
25? Oh, geez, you're taking me for a
It's tax-free. Isn't it tax-free, Ken?
Yes, it will be. It'll be tax-deductible for your estate.
For your estate, for your loved ones.
It'll help your loved ones.
Are you comfortable with that number, Sean?
Yeah, that's a pretty good number.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for your support. I hope COVID, if it does take you, I hope it's fast and painless. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
25K.
All right. 25K. You are doing great.
That's how you do it.
Damn, you're good at this.
Okay, what other listeners do we have? Listeners that love the show that we know are sick with this virus that's killing scores of people every day. How about Wendy?
I wouldn't say scores of people every
day. Yeah, I know you wouldn't. How about Wendy?
Yeah, I was just about to call
her. Yeah, dial like the wind.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Calling Wendy.
This is a listener that called us earlier that apparently has COVID. COVID could take a turn for the worse at any moment.
Yeah.
Wendy's on day six. Did you remember that?
Yeah, most people get over it long before day
six. Yeah, I think I'm worried about Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy thought that
Hello.
She...
Hey, Wendy. Hey, it's Andy and Ken again.
Oh, hi, Andy and Ken again. I had a feeling you'd be calling.
Yeah, we missed you very much.
I know. It's hard.
Hey, Wendy, you know, it occurs to us... But thank you for calling a half hour ago. It occurs to us after we hung up that we forgot to mention something.
Okay, what's that?
Well, we couldn't help but notice you did say you loved the show.
I didn't say that.
Hold on, Ken, did
you
say
that? You can go back and check the records. Is anybody taking minutes?
Yeah, I have a recording of somebody, I believe you, saying I love the show.
Or at least, well, you can't deny you thought it.
I dispute that. I mean, I'm not going to say whether I agree with it or not.
Okay, but
well, you must have liked the show. You listened to the show. It clearly has brought you some, we've clearly filling some void in your life. It's Wednesday evening.
Yeah,
you have us on.
Yeah.
And Wendy, I know you're trying to keep a.
I didn't say that.
Okay, but we know you're trying to keep a positive attitude about COVID, and that's wonderful and important, and uplifting. But you've got a lot of sinus pressure,
I got some. Yeah.
A lot more than the other people who called tonight. So,
and it's day six, Wendy. I don't think this thing's going to get any better. Frankly, I don't see a happy ending here. This is just. I've got to be honest with you.
Well, it's just a matter of planning for contingencies.
Yeah, we've got to be adults.
You're counting down to when I, kick it, right?
Wendy, do you understand this is a listener-sponsored nonprofit station, and we rely on gifts from the kindness of strangers, from gifts from our listeners. And a lot of listeners, for example, Sean, our last caller, mm-hmm. he's agreed to leave us money in his will. You can leave a bequest to WFMU in your trust or your will.
Yes, I heard.
Is that something you would consider doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already a Mouse of Today person.
That's
but,
fine.
You know,
that's
like,
a fine
dead.
Little.
What does it matter?
That's a fine little pledge. Can we put you down? Now you said you mentioned you were renting.
Yeah.
But you're gainfully employed and you have some
you could
savings.
Call it that,
Can we put you down for $20,000?
How about 10?
How about 15? That's just.
How about 12.50?
12.50 is fine. We're going to live with 12.5.
12.5. Good job, Andy.
Thank you very, very much,
Thank
Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, of course. And if it does take you, and we pray to God it doesn't, we hope it's painless and quick and in your sleep.
Thank you very much.
Of course. We love you, baby.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Wendy.
Not too shabby. 37.5.
You're up to 37.5.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's how you do it, Ken. Wasting your time on your annual marathon. This is a godsend.
This has been... recommended to me by a lot of development people. It
you
just always struck me as a very strange business model.
Here comes COVID. Thank God. Blessing in disguise. Hello, Ken. It's opportunity.
Not, it's not, well, but it's...
My name's COVID. It's Let's work together.
Hoping that your listeners and supporters die.
No, 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 not all the listeners. Just Sean and Wendy so far. Now, Offren was from the Netherlands. That's a tough call. We can't call her back.
No,
right?
I can try, yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's try.
She rents a house in the Netherlands. I wish we had more listeners that own their house. Oh, Aaron owns a co-op. We'll get to him soon.
Okay. Got to dial the international code.
Oh, dear God.
And then the country code.
Dear God, just dial like the wind. We don't need a play-by-play of all the numbers you're dialing.
Done!
Okay, we're calling.
Cannot be reached. Okay. Oh, well.
There you go. Can we move on?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm excited to move on, and I'll tell you why.
Sorry to our two friends in the Netherlands we can't call.
I'm excited to move on to Aaron, and I'll tell you why. Ken.
Why? Does he own?
He owns a co-op.
Whoa.
And he, unsolicited, said, I love the show. Unsolicited.
Oh, yeah, and he was at the new... Oh, and
he was at the party.
He went to a big party.
Yeah, maybe he had some friends that are also music lovers.
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a risk taker.
I don't know why a music lover would contribute to the station, but I guess stranger things have happened.
Okay, let's call Aaron back.
Okay. Ken is making his move. Ken is wised up.
Well, I still think it's kind of a self-defeating business model, but...
Why?
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, you're on the air.
Hey, Aaron, how are you feeling? It's Andy and Ken again.
Hi, how's it going, gentlemen?
Well, you feeling a little better? We talked to you like 20 minutes ago. Or is it pretty much the same? Have you been listening to the show since we last talked?
I have not been listening to the show.
I see. You have your moment, and then you don't care anymore.
Yeah, no. Well, Aaron, you know, we've spoken to a whole bunch of people who were tested positive recently, and you seem like, honestly, one of the most sick people that we've spoken to tonight.
We wanted to mention, we didn't get a chance to mention, it was just an oversight, one way that WFMU can stay on the air and stay healthy financially is for listeners...
Who die
can leave money in their will or their trust to the station. I don't know, were you aware of that option?
I wasn't aware of that option.
No, it's my attention. Well, it's a painless way to give, and the reason it's painless is you'll be dead. You'll be beyond pain.
And it's not like we're hoping for you to die.
No, we're not hoping. But if you do, I should mention we've talked to other listeners who have positive for COVID, and they've already stepped up. Sean has pledged $25,000. Listener Wendy has pledged $12,500, and. God forbid, COVID gets worse.
Takes me.
Can we put you down for? You mentioned you own a co-op. Is that something you could leave to the station?
Could I leave it to the station?
Well, the money you have, the principal that you put down, and the money you have. Obviously, you have a mortgage of some kind, I guess. But
yeah, of course.
I'm talking about the act. You do have some money. And it is worth something.
Where do you live, Aaron? Where is this co-op located?
I'm in Sunnyside, Queens.
Okay.
Sunnyside, Queens. Have you ever owned a property in Sunnyside, Queens before?
No, but I would
say this would be your first?
500 to 700 grand, probably.
Yeah, does it have a nice view? Ken loves a nice view. Does it have a nice view?
I don't...
Not a bad view.
Not a bad view, Ken. Well played, Ken.
Well, I mean...
Eastern exposure.
Would you leave us the co-op? Is that something you would consider? Or your... You're interested in going.
I'd consider it. I'll mull it over.
Okay, mulling it over. That's a yes, isn't it?
I take that as a yes.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Aaron's co-op. And,
I'm going to put that down for 500.
And Sunnyside, Queens.
500K.
Okay, 500K.
Thank you, Aaron.
You got it. You guys have a great night.
Okay. Yeah, and...
Stay healthy.
No, don't... Well, we now have mixed feelings.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest with you, Aaron.
Stay cool, Aaron.
Yeah, stay cool until the very, very end. Stay as groovy as you can until you can't stay groovy anymore.
Well, cool is perfect because, you know, when you're sick.
When you're dead, you're room temperature.
Yeah.
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 Here's hoping he's room temperature soon.
Real cool.
Yeah, real cool. Hey, Ken.
Thanks, Aaron.
Hey, Ken. Sunnyside, Queens.
Woo! Yeah, no, Sunnyside.
This is the greatest day of our lives.
Sunnyside is hot now.
Yeah.
I think we're up to $537,000.
Yeah.
We might be able to cancel the upcoming fundraising marathon.
I think we, you know who we owe a big thanks to?
Who?
That little guy in China that bit that bat.
Oh, yes. No, you believe the bat theory, do you?
Yeah. Blessing in disguise. I believe he said, this one's for you, Kenny, and then he bit the bat.
All right, now we got to call Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha lives with her parents.
Yeah, maybe Sasha can get
her parents to sign off on this.
Sasha's a he.
Oh, Sasha's a he, that's right.
His parents' deed. I think all he really needs is the deed.
Oh, no, wait, I think it was her mom. His mom gave it
Tanya,
to him.
Tanya.
And it was Tanya, the family friend.
That damn Tanya.
Well, no, you're not cursing out Tanya. Tanya is your guardian angel.
It depends if Sasha comes through with
Sasha will come through.
A bequest or not.
Hello?
Hi, Sasha, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Anthony and Ken. Did you miss us?
Yeah.
We'll be calling you a lot, fella. this is just the beginning of your nightmare. You made a big mistake by giving us your number.
Sasha, you still have chills, 101 degree fever, all that? Sasha? Still feeling sick? Sasha's ghosting us, I think.
Wait, is that the end of our call?
We lost him.
He wasn't thrilled with our bedside manner?
I don't know. I'm calling him back.
You are?
Yeah.
Wait.
I did not hear him hang up on us.
Yeah, but you heard resentment. You felt the resentment through the phone.
No, you heard silence. That's all.
That's not good, Ken.
No, no. Sasha calls a lot. Sasha's a regular caller.
You think it was a phone problem?
I do, and now I'm not getting anything.
I think Sasha's
maybe he's blocked our number.
You. I think so. He's one step ahead.
Okay, let's move on to Daniel.
No, Peter.
Oh, right, Peter. Oh, yeah, Peter had the sniffles. He sells wine.
Let me tell you something about Peter. He is in the wine business.
Oh, jeez, I don't have Peter's number.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Wait, we don't have Peter?
I don't have Peter's number.
Maybe Peter will call...
Aaron,
maybe
Sasha.
Peter will call us back.
Oh, no, I think she just wrote down the wrong name. Okay.
Let's try it.
Sorry, no. Nope.
Do we have Daniel?
Yeah.
Let's try Daniel. And Peter, if you're out there, we'd love to talk to you again. Not about bequeathing money, about something else entirely.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
It's completely unrelated to COVID.
Yeah, I did. There's something I forgot to tell you. It's about the wine business.
I believe this is Daniel.
So, Peter, call us back.
Daniel, who is an industrial farmer. Makes a lot of money on vegetables.
Big money in vegetables.
Also has COVID. Tested positive today, as a matter of fact. Daniel did.
Well, Daniel's probably been listening, and he's probably what they call caught on.
I doubt that.
Oh, well. Wait, maybe that's, I think that's Peter that just called, the most recent call. I bet it's Peter. Hey, Pete, thanks for calling back.
Hey, I need another 15 seconds of fame.
There it is. Well,
thank you, Peter.
You have it here. Peter, I'm just going to remind you something. When last time we talked, it was 25 minutes ago, I said, and I made a note of this, I said you loved the show. It's how I began the conversation. And then your reply was, definitely. Do you remember saying that?
I loved the show.
You said definitely loved the show. And we're going to ask you to express that love in very concrete terms. If you've been listening, I think you appreciate the problem we're having raising money and staying
and, you
on
know,
the air.
While we are hoping sincerely that you recover.
We hope that this COVID.
From
how
are
you feeling, by the way? You said you were feeling okay.
All of a sudden I'm feeling kind of like.
Really?
Real tightness in my chest.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, that's well, listen, before
that,
you...
That gets to our point, because we want you to get better, but it's important
to
have...
You guys are lucky I got my estate lawyer on speed dial.
Well, yeah. Frankly, that tightening in the chest, that's...
not a good sign.
That's not a good sign. And before you lose consciousness completely, we just want to remind you that a lot of listeners have been bequeathing money to WFMU... after they die, they put us in their trust or they put us in their will.
Well, I think you got to do it before you die.
So yes,
exactly. That's why we're talking to you now.
Yeah, while your test is tightening.
Yeah,
is constricting.
Well,
What kind of a wine business are you? A co-owner of this business?
I am a lowly employee.
But you own.
I'm good at what I.
But you own a car. Do you
own a car? You obviously own a cell phone.
Do you drive to the wine store?
I drive to the store.
In a car that you own?
And you pay for the gas?
I pay for the diesel.
Okay. Sounds good. So
I'm sure I can scare up some money for a bequest.
Would you consider leaving us the value of your car? Sounds like a big car.
No, the way I see it,
yeah,
it's awful dangerous for Clay Pigeon to take public transit every morning to get into the show.
Agreed.
I would have just given my car.
There it is. What kind of car are we inheriting?
A diesel.
Diesel Volkswagen with a manual transmission.
All right. Manual diesel transmission.
VW. That means my wife would have to come and drive it.
No, I can. I love driving a stick.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
That's
Peter, well, thank you.
What would you say is the blue book value of that car right now, if you had to guess?
18, like 10 grand.
10 grand? All
10
right.
grand. Well done. Peter, we really hope you feel better. And by feel better, of course, we mean die.
No, I'm not. You know, I'm not hoping.
That's what
for
I love about Andy. You don't beat around the bush.
I'm the only honest DJ on the air. If you can handle it, if you can handle the truth, you're welcome to listen. But Peter, thank you very much for the car. And Ken, you have a co-op in Queens. You're going to get to and from your co-op in Queens?
In Peter's car?
In Peter's VW. Listen, Ken, when you fill up the car, don't forget to ask for diesel. Not every gas station has it.
No, I know.
Well, make a note, Ken.
This is a VW stick, so it takes diesel.
Yeah.
I got that. Thanks,
okay.
Peter.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
Let's try Sasha again. I honestly don't think Sasha was mad. I think something went terribly, terribly wrong.
If you're just tuning in, we've been talking to our listeners with COVID, and as an afterthought, we're calling them back to ask them to leave us some money in their will.
Just in case.
God forbid.
In case.
Worst case scenario.
There's a certain percentage.
Did you dial all the digits? Everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Sasha.
Hey, Sasha. How's
it
going,
my phone died.
Your phone died, but are you recharged now? Are you charging it up?
Yeah.
Hey, Sasha, speaking of things dying, it's so funny. It's kind of a perfect segue here. And you brought it up, just to remind you. We're worried about your health, frankly. We know you tested positive.
Chills you got.
You got chills. Your mother gave it to you. Tanya gave it to you. It seems like it's just all over your community there.
I think you mentioned 101 degree fever. Are you still at 101? You may be moving up to 102 now.
No, I've for like the past 10 days, I haven't felt anything. I've just been hacking up tons and tons of mucus.
That's it.
Omicron phlegm. Save that stuff.
That's the death knell. That's the death rattle right there. Sasha, I don't know if you've been listening, but we've been reminding listeners, people that love the show like you do, that one way to support the station is to leave us money in your will or trust. Is that something you would consider?
I don't have very much money.
I know, but your parents, your mom, Typhoid Mary, as we call her, your mom, she owns the house, doesn't she? She owns her house.
I could ask.
Could you? Okay.
Yeah.
Could you get her to the phone right now?
Could you get her signature on the deed?
I can't get her to the phone, but I
you have to play that.
Like
you have
a,
to play that guilt card.
Check or something.
You have to play that guilt card. You can remind her, and you can rephrase it, of course, in your own way.
And what town is this house in?
Just
Sasha?
Remind her that she did this. You did this. What town is the house in, Sasha?
It's in Summit.
Oh, nice. Well done, Ken.
Thank you.
Now you have a summer house. Okay. What kind of house is it? How big a house?
Dutch two-door. Colonial.
That's sure. worth, it's worth $750,000.
Oh, it's worth way more than that.
Wow. Well done. Well, tell your
mom. You live in Madison. It's the same as Madison.
Well, we're not dying. We're not coughing up phlegm all over the place in Madison. Hey, Sasha, listen, before we inherit the house, you'll clean up all that phlegm, right? We don't have to move in with a big mop. We don't have to move in with a mop and bucket.
Don't throw it away, though. Just clean it up.
Yeah, put it in the jar.
Put it in jars and save it.
Thank you. Hey, very nice,
Sasha.
Done. Ken, you had a very productive day.
Yeah. I say
final
we should
tally.
I think 1.5 million for our house and summit.
This year is covered. Done and done. Hey, Ken.
$2,047,500.
You're welcome.
That's like two fundraising marathons.
There you go. Done and done. And all you had to do, look, and the price you paid, 7 listeners.
Hey, thank you to Jeremiah for helping us out with tonight's concept.
And also Kelly.
And Kelly Jones for call screening for us for the first half hour. And to everybody who called in tonight, hang in there. Stay safe. Stay strong.
Yeah, that applies to everyone except...
Stay cool. That's for everybody.
Right. Everyone should stay safe except, of course, Aaron, Sasha, Peter, Daniel, Sean, Wendy.
And Baron.
And Baron.
And Offren in Amsterdam.
Right. And we appreciate your support.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivesh.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Jack all this week. Take it easy. All right, you don't need to knock anymore. You don't need to have to knock anymore. Ah, play it on, daddy-o, play it on, daddy-o. I know doggone well I gotta move out of this room next week. But I'm ready, so help me, I'm ready. 'Cause I had myself a solid ball, a solid ball.
It's called a twitch.